101.9 RXP. We always make your weekend. Now, we're going to kill it. 101.9 RXP presents A Killer's Weekend. Well, somebody told
me, are we human? Hello, everybody. We're The Killers.
You want to come see The Killers, and we want it to be an event, and we'll bring a little bit of excitement.
Win tickets all weekend to one of RXP's two Killers concerts, September 1st at Nikon at Jones Beach Theater, or September 2nd at PNC Bank Arts Center. 101.9 RXP presents A Virgin Free Weekend.
Wait, no, that's not quite right.
It's a free virgin week.
No. Let's try it again.
It's a virgin free fest, right?
Well, you're close. It's the Virgin Mobile Free Fest.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All weekend, RXP has your tickets and transportation to the Virgin Mobile Free Fest. Weezer. The Hold Steady, Jet.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
101.9 RXP.
I'm with a band.
You weren't with them when they accepted the World Music Award for Best Rock Act of the Year.
This is incredible.
Thank you, everybody.
You weren't on stage when the guys took home a Grammy for Song of the Year.
Coldplay for Viva La Vida!
Now, 101.9 RXP and Coldplay are going to give you the award. All weekend, win Chris's latest CD, Scream, courtesy of Interscope Records. And you could be headed to the Sunset Strip Music Festival. For another way to win, log on to 1019rxp.com. California Screamin' with Chris Cornell. From New York's rock experience, 1019 RXP.
So New York's been in PPM for a while now. How long has New York actually?
Has it been like?
Because Philly and Houston were first.
Yeah.
And then I think New York was in the next.
I remember they started it. And then they stopped it.
The guy who sued all the radio state groups, the attorney general here, who then ran for governor, and then was a sex addict or something. Right? That's the same guy.
I can't remember the name now. Yeah, that's right.
Whatever.
But whatever. Yeah, it started and stopped. Yeah. And I think we've been running with it now for like, I want to say about a year or maybe a little less.
Oh, wow. Okay. More? So that's about like Dallas then.
Around, right. Or something like that. Maybe a little more than a year or two. I could be wrong. I can't remember exactly.
That's
now,
all right.
But yeah.
So let's get your take on the PPM world. Obviously, you'd been here quite some time before that. You've been doing your thing. You probably found a groove. What did that do to you when PPM fired off and the PD started saying, all right, here's what we've learned. Now change.
I mean, like, you know, we had promos before that were a minute long and, you know, and It was a good thing too when PPM came along, because it really made you evaluate and, you know, or reevaluate what were you putting on the air, and was it the most important stuff that you could be saying, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, did we really need all that fluff in the promo? And, you know, and we learned that, no, man, you can get it across in like 30 seconds and just give them like the most important stuff. So from a production standpoint, we moved that way in shortening our promos, mm-hmm. and, you know, sweepers between songs. We pulled a few of those out, so we just go song to song on the air.
So
without any,
I say dead seg.
Yeah,
people who
okay,
like it
so,
will
yeah.
say open seg.
Dead seg, open seg. Yeah. So we started doing that too.
About positioning your promos in the hour? Did you used to play them between songs and then move them to in front of spot sets?
They've always been at the start of a stop set.
Always been.
Yeah,
right.
They've always been at the start of a stop set. And but the big thing I think that we felt here for Hot 97 at least was this station was built on such heritage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of stations were worried about that too. Maybe even Z100. Moving from that system, the diary system, to the PPM system. You know, nobody really knew what was going to happen.
Well, I think what you're getting at a little bit, and I don't know if everybody knows this, when PPM happened, like, I'm just going to say it like this. White stations got big, and black and Hispanic stations went kablooey.
Yeah.
And, I mean, in country, we loved it. Because our cume went from, like, 450 or 500 to almost a million.
And,
I mean, come on. Are you telling me it was really that big of a change? No.
Yeah.
So how did that hurt or help Hot? Because it's not exactly a white station.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's another thing, too. We started to mainstream it up a little bit, too. So we weren't necessarily playing, you know, pop songs on the air, but what I started to do in the imaging too a little bit was start to use, you know, the Flo Rida beats and stuff like that in the imaging and as beds.
Was that so, because you decided, or did the PD kind of talk to you and you guys decided?
Both of us, yeah. We all sat down, actually. Even a couple of the jocks, actually. We sat down and we said, you know, well, we're not playing these records. We can't be playing these records. But let's at least include them or incorporate them into the station somehow. You know, so we do sound a little more mainstream. We do appeal to a larger audience. Our P1s being, you know, your diehard fans, for those who don't know.
Like if they had a diary, they listen to the station 24/7.
Exactly.
And that's they a don't. P1. But that's a P1.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and the best way to do that was to incorporate it into the imaging, whether it be, you know, even just a talk bed or, you know, something behind a quick promo or... Yeah, so little things like that that we kind of, you know, made adjustments as we went along. And
do you, as a producer, you know, as the, you know, the creative guy, the imaging guy, do you pay a lot of attention to the ratings here?
I mean, on and off. I like to know what's going on, and yeah. You know, if we're last in the ratings, I like to know why, and is there anything I'm doing that, yeah, you know, that's causing that? But I pay attention here and there, and you know. But I just worry about my job, and I just worry about relating to the audience on a constant basis. Is what I'm putting on the air, you know, does the message get across, and am I doing it in the best way I can?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I really worry about when I come into work, man.
All right, let me ask you this question. By the way, thanks to Sean for bringing up PPM. I'll probably bring up PPM with everyone I talk to.
All right.
Because I think it's a pretty important thing, especially because more and more markets are
jumping on.
Tell me one thing you can't live without as an imaging producer.
Sleep? No, okay. No, actually, I can't live without sleep. Yeah, no.
From what I hear, today yeah. You're doing.
I mean, can it be something technical?
Yeah, no, I'm talking like a plug-in.
Pro Tools.
I was going to say, it could be Pro Tools.
Yeah, I'm a Pro Tools guy.
So are you telling me if Pro Tools was just simply like, it was deemed illegal right now, you wouldn't be able to jump onto audition or...
I mean, I would. I'd have no choice.
Obviously, you would. But that's, like, Waves, your L3, for instance, that Pro Tools itself is just more important than any plugin
you have. Yeah, for me, yeah. I mean, it's just, and you've probably, I think you've had guys talk about this too. Like, it's a no-brainer for me. Like, I hate getting into this, like... Not with you, Ryan.
No.
I know it's just a question, but you know the whole debate of, hey man, no, Logic is better, or no, man, right. Yeah, I'm like,
you don't need Pro Tools. That's just way overkill. We're just radio producers.
Yeah, I'm just saying for myself, for Dom Nero.
Yeah.
Pro Tools makes my life a whole lot easier.
Yeah. How long have you been on Pro Tools? Or maybe since what version?
6 years.
Okay.
Six, 7 years. Yeah.
Was that in the fives? The version 5 something?
5 or 6?
6 something.
5
probably.
Something like that. Yeah, 5 point, yeah, 5 point, yeah. Something. Yeah. But okay. I mean, before that, like, I used, what was the first, Triple DAT was the first program I ever used. Okay. I've used Saw Plus, yeah. 32, I think
Saw's
it was.
Where I started for 5 minutes.
Actually, and I tell people this too, like, you know, like, now the price for Pro Tools and stuff has come down with the M-Box, mm-hmm, and stuff like, mm-hmm, that. I wish it cost that much. Like, you know, I wish it was like that back, yeah, when, you know, well, I was looking to purchase it. But, you know, I tell people to this day, I'm like, yo, I produced my demo. The demo that got me the job here, mm-hmm, I produced on SoundForge and Cool Edit. Mm. And I used to use Vegas as well. I'm like, you know, you don't need Pro Tools or, you know, you don't need Pro Tools to create the best piece of production.
Yeah.
You don't. I like Pro Tools because I just love the way it's set up and I can find my way around it very easy. And,
yeah,
you know, and it makes my life easier in that sense. But...
No, yeah, that works.
Yeah. I think it was Dave Fox that said it too somewhere too. He's like, creativity does not lay in your DAW or whatever he said.
Yeah.
And I agree, man. It's like... My demo that I produced here was done on Cool Edit and SoundForge. So.
And some of the biggest names in the world aren't using Pro Tools.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know, like talk to Ben Needle in London.
Oh, yeah.
He's not using, Reaper. I never
even
heard of
Reaper. Yeah, that's a $200 program. They give updates like every 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, you write the guy and say, hey, I want this to happen. It'll be like, all right, next update on Tuesday.
He's
like, all right, right on.
And I tell, actually, just as an aside too, I tell, like, you know, people that are just getting into it or aren't sure if this is what they want to be doing but want to try it out, you know, I tell them, I'm like, you don't have to go blow, you know, $2,000 to get, you know, a 003 or, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, just download something, or you know what I mean, or just buy something for a little less. See if this is what you really like to do first. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then kind of you can start moving your way up and test out more, you know, a few DAWs, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, if you want to get into Pro Tools and you know, you just want to get it, I mean, 250, you can get into the micro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, that at least will get, I mean, 250 isn't terrible.
No. Not the, yeah, now it's like,
you know,
cheaper, yeah.
Yeah.
But, and actually, Ryan, just one other thing too was a big part of the reason why I wanted to learn Pro Tools in the first place was because it was quote unquote the industry standard.
Sure.
So I thought to myself, if I walk into a studio, chances are they may have Pro Tools in there, yeah. So I better learn it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I learned it and loved it, so yeah. I stuck with it. But that was always my mentality behind it too, was, you know, chances are they're going to have Pro Tools, so I might as well learn it.
Totally agree. Let's stay a little technical too. Let's see here. Jay wrote in, wanted to know, and I want to know too, about, I don't know how much voice work you do, but your mic chain, and then I also want to know about the plugins you're using. Talk about your equipment, but also the key plugins that kind of get your sound where you want it.
All right, I do no voice work at all. Yeah, so talking
you're
about the mic
busy,
chain wouldn't
so.
Be... Yeah, no. no, because there's people that do it way better than I can. So, in terms of plugins, I mean, Waves plugins. I love the Waves plugins.
What Waves do you... What do you have?
Gold bundle.
You've just got the gold?
Yeah, just the gold bundle.
And what do you use out of that all the time? Or
L1. I love the L1.
Do you put that... Sorry,
go ahead.
Sorry, do you master with the L1 or do you just drop
that? I master
that
with the L1. I use the limiter, the L1, on voice tracks. There's no set, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But I love the REQ, the Renaissance EQ, the REQs.
Everybody does,
I just
yeah.
love them because they sound nice and dirty. They got a little bit of that grit. Uh-huh. But I got the Focusrites in there too.
Yeah.
That sound nice and clean. Sony Oxford EQ is another okay. great EQ.
I've not used that, but I've
amazing
heard of it.
EQ.
Really?
I think so.
For
I think
vocals?
It sounds so clean. Yeah, for vocals.
Do you what kind of stuff do you put on your tracks other than voice? I mean, I'm sure you're using Cutler. Who are you using?
Three different voices. For Hot, it's Eric Edwards.
Edwards, okay. Yeah.
For, excuse me, Kiss, it's Dr. Dave.
Okay.
And for RXP, Jen Sweeney.
Do you have specific chains that you have yeah. for each voice that you use every time pretty much?
Yeah, I got templates set up with effects loaded for the voice and stuff, but they're more of just starting points kind of, and yeah. I always find myself, you know, tweaking and kind of like looking back and going in and changing a little bit of like this and a little bit of that, and you know, tweaking the highs, tweaking the lows. And
for your Hot vocal chain, I'm guessing you're rolling off quite a bit of low and popping the high. Do you know, I mean, without looking at it, kind of where you're at on those settings to kind of just give people an idea?
Yeah.
Because they'll hear your stuff and they'll hear generally what you're doing to his voice.
Yeah. I would say probably about a 450 hertz high pass.
And complete and just drop, like bam?
No, I just roll it off.
Okay.
Yeah, and crank them up about at 600. 700, keep the bandwidth nice and tight, mm-hmm. nice and narrow.
Okay.
And yeah, and then just maybe just a little bit, like a 2-3 dB boost in the highs, maybe at around 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay. and that's, yeah.
That seems kind of standard. I've seen.
Yeah, it's kind of standard. It works.
Chase, you know, he's distributed a lot of his plug okay. settings.
Eric Chase?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he pretty much puts that out there. I mean, that's kind of standard, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What about, do you have to do any sort of gating on any of those three voices?
No, I just bring up strip silence and boom. And
okay.
Yeah, because we don't do ISDN sessions either. They're
yes,
just MP3 and stuff. So yeah.
I would imagine with most of the bigger voices now, you just can't.
Yeah,
they don't have time for that.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I think Ann DeWig talked about that a little bit. Or no, Corley talked about that. How it's just you just can't do it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has time. The voice person or the person producing the stuff, you know. So hopefully, you know, you build that relationship. And I don't know if anybody's talked about this with you. Like, you know, like working with voice people, just send them some stuff that you like that they've done, and
yeah.
you know what I mean, the first couple of times that you guys are doing it. And obviously, like, don't talk down to them, and you know what I mean, you want to be cool to work with. You're not going to get the best read if you're an a-hole.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
As far as how much coaching would you say you had to do? Was Edwards your guy when you got here?
Yeah, he was the guy when I got here.
Did you really have to do anything with him, or was it just kind of like, all right, man, I'm the new guy, here's the copy?
Yeah, I mean, I came into it like that at first, and then over a little bit of time, you know, I kind of just hit him up and said, hey, Eric, can we try doing it this way maybe and just see how it sounds? And he actually loved the way it turned out the second time too, like after the changes and stuff. So, and it's an ongoing process too. We're always kind of like, you know, bouncing ideas off each other and, yeah, and kind of tweaking it and always trying to make it better. So
talk about some of the effects you may or may not use on other elements of let's say you're making just a standard Jay-Z promo, you mm-hmm. got a few Jay-Z songs in there, some beats that you've made or whatever. Are you putting a lot of EQ or anything on the music itself?
No. I mean, that's the unless it's like, you know, for like if it's really strong in the mid-range, let's say, you know what I mean? I need the voice to cut through, yeah, or, you know, maybe I'll take a little bit of the mids down or whatever. But I really don't compress my music or anything like that. I mean, I'll put an EQ maybe, or like a limiter or whatever, an L1 on the master, but I really don't play around with the music because it's already been mastered.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's already been processed. And you know, I just concentrate on the voice and how it sits in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Levels are a big thing to worry about too and keep your eye on too. But yeah, in terms of effects on the music and stuff, unless I'm trying to achieve a specific effect, you know.
Let me go into this because there's another question came in from Tom. Tom is
Are you serious? This many questions for me?
Yeah. Well, I send out an email before each interview. I try to.
All right, cool.
And, you know, a few got more than this, but usually, yeah, people are pretty interested.
All right, I'm surprised. Did you get an email saying, like, who the hell is Dom?
No. Yeah, I got 6-7 of those, but I wasn't going to bring those up unless you did.
I got a question for you, Dom. Who the hell are you?
Yeah. Why should I know you? This guy, Tom, I forgot to write his he's in, I think he's in Australia, but yeah, it's this thing's international, baby.
Yeah, man, all right.
But he wanted to know about your imaging packages and services that you use doing urban imaging. I'm guessing you're subscribed to some stuff, and I know you work with some of them too.
Yeah, there's a package called Splat. We've got a good relationship with them. In terms of sound effects and sound design, I use the HD. Is it HD Trinity Effects from Robert Dudzik?
Yeah.
Yeah, use some of his stuff. But a lot of the stuff we custom create here, we make, like, working with, and I don't know if how many people are going to know who he is or whatever, but working at Hot 97, you get to work with guys like Green Lantern, who's a producer, uh-huh, who's Eminem's DJ, used to be Eminem's DJ. This building is filled with producers. So anytime I need beats and stuff, you know, I get that done in-house.
That's
worked cool. with the guys, Rhythmix, uh-huh, Chris UK Stevens,
yeah,
and them. Who's it? TM? What do they call now? I always keep Jones or...
Are they TM Studios now? I believe Studios? They're just TM Studios now.
All right.
I can double check that. I might be wrong. They changed their name 6 times in a year. So. Yeah.
But working with them for music beds and stuff. And, I mean, we got Megatracks in here.
Okay.
But yeah, everything else, like, you know...
To say there was like a go-to effects package, so beats, I understand because I make some of my own, and you definitely need stuff to sound a certain way,
yeah,
for everything. But like the actual effects that you may or may not be using, is there a go-to package?
The HD Trinity Effects.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, HD, or is it Trinity HD Effects? One of those.
It's Trinity. It's Dudzik.
Trinity, it's his stuff.
He's awesome. I mean, it's amazing. You know, you listen to it, and I know one of the things, I think it was Fox that made the comment on it about it just being extremely musical.
Yeah, exactly. And that's...
You could tell the guy is a legitimate musician.
Yeah. That would be the definite go-to sound effect stuff that I use.
Well, right on, man. We're actually getting wrapped up here. This has been awesome.
Man.
I know I've taken tons of your time here. We kind of talked about your other projects. Anything else you have going on?
No, I think three New York radio stations are...
And Splat. And Splat.
So
that's enough?
Definitely enough
so
for now,
yeah. So you work, like, what, 2-3 hours a day then?
Yeah, about that. And then I really start to work.
Let's see here. We talked about your equipment and whatnot. People wanted to get that stuff. We kind of talked about let's finish off with a little bit more about the battle that goes on in New York. So people, I think you're probably, for a lot of people, working one of the dream jobs as far as radio imaging producers go.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you would agree.
Oh, no, definitely.
Being here,
yeah,
but talk about being in this city and in this genre. You know, we're talking Hot more than anything else,
yeah,
right now. And then going up against the power, you know, powerhouse of power.
Believe it or not, power is a big competitor for us, a really big competitor. I would say Z100.
Is that right?
Actually, the station we keep our eye on, and
right,
yeah, and I mean now too with the, like, you know, the other station now that just came on and stuff too,
uh-huh,
it feels like a little bit of help for us now because we were being attacked by like Power, uh-huh, and Z, you know what I mean? See, I'd say the bigger, and I by the way, I love the imaging on Power and on Z100, obviously.
Yeah.
Dave Fox is like, that's another thing too, is like every day I come into work and I'm like thinking, damn, I'm going up against Dave Fox, right? Like, come on.
So, well, that's interesting. I didn't know that you guys focused on Z as much. So yeah, so you walk in and you're going against
Dave Fox. It's like, man,
top five guys in the world,
yeah, exactly.
Pretty much for radio imaging.
Yeah, but yeah, so I, the bigger battle is between us and Z100.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, Power is still there. Power appeals a little more to the female.
I guess you don't try and worry about it too much?
No, yeah, like I said, man, I just come in here and I concentrate on doing my job and doing it to the best of my ability.
I'll ask my last question in a minute. What, like, where you're at right now, to a lot of people, including myself, it would be like the top of the world. I mean, like, where do you think you go from here? Like, if you want to, like, even go higher in the business, or maybe you want to get into music production, I don't know what you want to do, but where do you go from here?
I don't know, man. This is where I always wanted to be. Now, I'm saying personally for myself, New York was the market that I wanted to be in,
yeah.
And I wanted to be working at, I'll be honest, at either Hot 97 or Z100. And,
doesn't look like Dave's going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. So I focused on Hot 97. No. Yeah, I mean, I've thought about it, but I'm happy. I'm happy here. And, you know, I'm not from here, so I guess, you know, I don't have my family down here with me. But I see them. Toronto's not that far. But yeah, no, I mean, eventually one day I'd like to move back to Toronto.
Would you?
Just settle down a little bit. I mean, New York is a different beast altogether. It's totally. Like, you know what I mean? And I didn't believe that. I didn't know that until I actually lived here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, wow, you know. This is a completely different ball game than, you know, Toronto's a big city too, but there's stuff that happens here that, you know,
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think eventually I'd like to move back to Toronto, maybe just do like the freelance thing, maybe start, you know, my own imaging service, mm-hmm. You know, stuff I've thought about. I've even thought about, I wish I knew where to start, or, you know, sound design for like film, or, you know, that's always, I've always been intrigued by that. I don't think I'm really going to pursue it, but, you know, yeah, just, I don't know, man, for now, I'm just thinking, living in the now, man.
Exactly.
And just, yeah, exactly.
Plus
just
you're in NYC.
Exactly.
You
right?
You're not married, are you?
No.
You got a bachelor pad in Midtown?
Yeah.
Dude, it doesn't get any better.
Well, when you're always working, it's like,
well, okay.
Who cares? But no, yeah, man, I'm happy. And I wouldn't trade this for the world, man.
Awesome. Final question. And I asked this to everybody. If you had to give, and you do, one piece of advice to any up-and-comer, what would it be to be successful?
Damn.
Yeah. It's a toughie.
Has anybody ever answered this like right off the bat?
You.
All right.
Oh, a couple have just been like, oh, it's this.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, boom.
This might sound like mad generic, man, but you got to love it. Yeah. When you start doing this, you got to have a passion for it. I know that goes for anything you do in life, but especially I think for radio and radio imaging specifically, you got to love it, because you're not guaranteed to make money at first. You're not guaranteed to make money ever. Who knows? You know what I mean? But you might get lucky. Like, I remember when I first started, I was at home producing stuff for fun. It wasn't even for a radio station, not even a college radio station. I was just laying voiceovers over music beds.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I loved it. My friends were going out on the Saturday night, and I'm like sitting like a geek at home with headphones on, trying not to bother my parents who are asleep, and, you know, just producing this stuff. But it's a really rewarding feeling too, man, when you can look back and be like, you know, it paid off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think if you love it and if you truly, truly have a passion for it, you'll be all right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's end it there. Thank you, Dom Nero, Hot
97, yeah.
NYC, also KISS and RXP.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks a lot.
No problem, man.
One more time. Thank you, Dom. Dom Nero at Hot 97 New York did just a great job there. And one of the nicer guys you'll ever meet. And, man, there's just nothing better than, you know, like I'm taking a quick trip to the city. You know, I'm, by the way, just going to stop by the Hot 97 studios. I'm a radio geek like many people who listen, and that was just a lot of fun. And people there have a lot of respect for him, too. It's really cool to see, you know, it's fine when, you know, you do your job well for the listeners, but when your peers just have a lot of respect for you, that's really cool. So anyway, thanks again to Dom. I'm going on a tangent, but he's a real good guy. Let's see here. I have a few more notes. I do want to make mention one more time about alien imaging, just in case for whatever reason you're only hearing this part two of the episode. There is a part one. I recommend you go and check it out. But Jeff Schmidt at Alien Imaging sent me a link to send to you. It's an exclusive, Ryan on the Radio discount link, alien-imaging.com/ROTR. The link is also on my website. You can just click it there if you want. That's ryanontheradio.com. But the link gets you a free sample pack to all of his imaging kits. It's really cool. I downloaded it instantly, and I've already used it on, to be honest, multiple stations because it fits on multiple formats. What that also does is if you're interested in purchasing one of his packages, which again, there's no, you don't have to buy anything. This is completely wide open for you. But if you're in need of some good imaging kits, then this is a place to go. 20% off. You just use that page that I sent you, and it tells you how to do it. It's very simple to get. But 20% off any of his packages just for checking out this podcast. Hopefully, we'll have more things like that in the future. I don't actively seek out, like, advertisers, but if people want to throw me a deal that I think is good enough to throw you, like, for instance, Ian's $29.99 a month package is pretty darn worth it. Those kinds of things. Or if you've got something that you think is really worth people checking out, send it to me. I'll put it out there. I also have about four other links I'm posting in the show notes for this episode. There's some free plugins, some plugins that I'm told you have to have. And at Rick Allen Creative, I saw a link. It's a production buzz link that actually had some cool tips there. I didn't check out the link right now, but I made a note of it about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So there's obviously a reason I'm mentioning this. So just go see what it's all about if you're interested at ryanontheradio.com. Okay, final thing I gotta mention, because he's just my friend. He's a buddy of mine in Denver. He has absolutely nothing to do with radio. He's an artist. But Halloween's coming up here now in about a month from when I'm posting this, a month and a week or so. And this guy does these sick masks. They're like, you know, they're real, though. What's the right way? They're extremely quality. They're things you're going to keep forever. And I'm going to post the link to his site again on my page there. And I'll probably put it on my front page, too, for him. Just because he's my buddy and I want to help him out. And, you know, artists don't exactly roll around in bedfuls of money at night. Some of them do. Most of them, I don't think they do. So his name's Landon Meyer. He's sick. I mean, he's just demented. But you gotta check out these masks. In fact, that's all I'm gonna say. I hope you just at least look at it. And of course, if you're looking for some crazy Halloween masks to get, this would be the one. So check that out as well. All right, I believe I've talked for plenty of time now. A couple of great guests coming up in the very near future. I can say for sure one of them will be Nick Daly, who is used to be at FLZ along with the guys like Eric Chase. He has his own company now. He does great work, and he's going to be the next guy I talk to. Also going to be talking to a couple of more voice guys in the near future. A couple guys that have done production, still do production, but are mainly focused on big-time VO guys. You know, like your Steve Stones of the world. We'll just say that. I don't have any names to put out just yet. But as always, I thank you so much for all the awesome emails. And if you have any ideas for me, as always, please send them my way. It's much appreciated, any help you can give me. Email links, everything's on my website, ryanontheradio.com. Thanks, bye.
The producers. Send your questions, feedback, guest requests, love, and of course, constructive criticism to show@ryanontheradio.com. Episodes available through iTunes, other podcast sites, and ryanontheradio.com. We thank our guests for their expertise and time. We thank you for listening.